Hey there, 2022年想要给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 每日带你提升英语力。我们每日都有新的单集陪着你，利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着我 John 老师一起朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让英语融入你的生活。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。 Are you ready for your daily English shadowing?Let's get started.
About San Francisco. San Francisco considers allowing use of deadly robots by police. The San Francisco police could use robots to deploy lethal force under a policy advanced by city supervisors on Tuesday.That thrust the city into the forefront of a national debate about the use of weaponized robots in American cities. In 2016, the Dallas Police Department ended a standoff with a gunman suspected of killing 5 officers by blowing him up with a bomb attached to a robot in what was believed to be the first lethal use of the technology by an American law enforcement agency.Supporters of the policy, advanced by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors by an 8-3 vote, said it would allow the police to deploy a robot with deadly force in extraordinary circumstances, such as when a mass shooter or terrorist is threatening the lives of officers or civilians. To become law, the policy must be approved again by the board, which is slated to consider it on December 6th.And be signed by Mayor London Breed, a Democrat who has expressed support for the proposal. Next article. San Francisco Metro System hires Bird of Prey to scare pigeons away. Metro System riders in California's San Francisco Bay Area may have noticed a new station guard in recent months. A 5-year-old Harris's hawk named Pac-Man has taken up the perch.At El Chirrieto del Norte station, where he's on the lookout not for fare evaders but pigeons. Ricky Ortiz, a falconer, began patrolling with the bird at the station this summer, contracting with the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, or BART, to keep the pigeons at bay and protect commuters from pigeon poop. The team patrols 3 days a week.Starting their day at the bottom level entrance before scoping out the platforms, scaring away any pigeons who are resting on a ledge or on the interior scaffolding of the station. There was probably less than half of the pigeons here after the week of us flying. So far, Ortiz has noticed a big difference and said,
Thanks for tuning in.记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。